Hello, pals all mine. So I'm driving back from the coast from last week, and I'm stuck on the freeway for 1.5 hours due to a two-rig accident. So I'm sitting there and sitting there and sitting there, and I glance in the mirror to see how many people are behind me. Don't you do that? It just feels better if you're standing in line, sitting in line, to know there are people behind you. Well, at least you're ahead of them. Right? So anyway, I'm looking in my rearview mirror to see how many people are behind me, how many cars, and the sun is just starting to set, and it just kind of lights up the traffic, and it looks really nice. And I look back ahead again, and I can feel like I'm almost in the middle of it, like dead center. And then I flashed back on last time I was driving to the coast. There's the what we call the Willits Road. It's 20 from Willits to the coast to Fort Bragg, Mendocino County. Very curvy, windy road, but beautiful because it's redwood country. So anyway, I turned from Willits City Main Street, whatever it is. It's probably the highway, Highway 101. Turning left onto 20 to head to Fort Bragg. And there's cars had pulled over the side of the road, and I didn't see like anything was up ahead. There was any accidents or anything, so I just kept going. And next thing I know, these cars are pulling in behind me, one at a time, and they're all Corvettes. And then there were vets in front of me that had pulled out before I arrived. So I was in the middle of this long line of Corvettes. It was so cool. Like I was part of their club, at least temporarily, as we're winding through the redwoods. It was just absolutely gorgeous. And the light shining off there. And they were brand new. None of them classic, which, you know, I didn't think was really cool. They should have had some classic vets in there. But they're all new, brightly colored. Burgundy and red were front and behind me. And then later, another time, I happened to get in the middle of a bunch of MGs. It was just funny. Anyway, that kind of broke up my hour and a half sitting in traffic by remembering that. Fortunately, I don't think there was any injuries from the accident, so everything came out okay and got back eventually. I'm working on this personal history of a woman who was actually killed on her motorcycle, 52 years old, solo accident. No one will ever know exactly what happened. And, of course, as all you motorcycle folk know, it doesn't take much for a motorcycle to spin out. Rocks, you know, any slick spots. But apparently she went flying off the road and smack into a utility pole and died at the scene. So her ex-husband has hired me to put together her biography for her kids. So it was a year ago, but it's obviously still a little painful for most. And the reason I bring it up is she was only 52, that there's no age limit on when you can write your story. So please consider, if you haven't done your own, people that you love are going to vanish as if they never existed except in Social Security indexes and Ancestry.com. They have stories. You have stories. So start getting them down, okay? You don't have to do it all in one lump sum in one day, one afternoon. Just take your time and just kind of type in or record stories with a little recorder like I've got here as you think of them. And then have somebody in the family type them up. You know, one of the kids, you know, they can earn a couple bucks. So speaking of kids, when I was younger, when I was a kid, I used to battle with my brothers over who was going to watch the big TV in the main room, which, considering the size of TVs now, really wasn't that big, but it was in color, and the TV in the back room was not. And I loved the old movies, I mean old movies, 30s and 40s, loved them. Loved Gary Cooper. Later in life, I had Coop fan on my personalized license plate, and when I lived in L.A., a lot of people thought it was Michael Cooper for the Lakers. Like, no. But anyway, so I was pet sitting at my dad's, and he's got a very large flat screen, HD. I'm watching this old movie with, that I've seen before with William Powell and Myrna Loy called Fall in Love Again. And the difference in HD, of course, is that you see the details. And I'd never noticed this before, but William Powell's eyes just seemed darker this time. And throughout the movie, I kept wondering, you know, what was going on with him. It just seemed different. And at the end of the film, the host of this particular series, that I think it was Zanuck's son, they give little trivia, pieces of trivia before and after movies sometimes, and which I love, by the way. Anyway, he said that before William Powell had made this movie, it was in 1941, that the 2 years leading up to that were not good for him. He had lost his fiance, Jean Harlow, and then he struggled and fortunately survived cancer. And I thought, that was the darkness I saw in his eyes. I had never noticed that in any of his movies before, and it just kind of puts a new light, so to speak, the darkness in his eyes. And people, the actors and actresses, you know, behind films, I mean, even today, you know, society tends to separate them as someone, people different than we are. But obviously they have their trials and tribulations just like everyone else. That happens to be their job, their gig. So speaking of my dad's, I was sitting in the backyard and I'm looking up and I couldn't believe it was still in the tree. I don't know how long ago it was, like 3 years ago, I guess now. Let me back up a little bit. My dad lives about half a mile from a nature park, meaning it's a kind of a preserve of sorts. Not really, it belongs to the county, but there's no development on it. It's pretty good, has pretty good acreage on it. There's a golf course on it, but it's along the American River. And it's a mostly grass area, and a lot of it is a nature area. In other words, it's just rocks and a couple of old trails, and there's a center, that educational center, resource center about the environment, you know, that kind of stuff. So there are huge fields, horse trails. It's a lovely area to just meander and, you know, walk your dog, etc. So my cousin and his kids were flying the kite. And it was a really windy day, which is fabulous when you're kite flying. But, you know, you need to remind your children that they need to hang on to the string of the kite. So, of course, Kent's kid didn't think to do that. Let go. It goes flying off. Kid's in tears. He's upset. You know, it's his first kite, and he's already lost it. And it's just this horrible day. So, meanwhile, my dad is out mowing the lawn, and he just happens to glance up because a bunch of the squirrels were knocking walnuts down off the tree again onto him and into his pool. And he notices this big patch of color, and he sees a kite up in his tree. And he's like, you know, that's bizarre. Now, it's not bizarre because it was a very windy week. But to get to that point, it would have to go down, circle around, go down, and then circle again to go down and up into these particular branches. It's just a very odd. And, of course, as you surmised, it turns out that it was his nephew's son's kite. I mean, how bizarre is that? That his great-nephew's kite gets stuck in his tree. I know there's statisticians out there, mathematicians will tell you the odds, you know, aren't that unusual, but come on, that's pretty weird. That's like 3 years ago, and it's still tucked up in there. It's kind of funny. You know, actually, you know, as I think about it, my first kite, I didn't get to fly because of my dad. He and our family and my aunt and uncle's family, we used to go on picnics and do things on weekends when we were little. And so we went to Jack London Park, State Park, and Dad had got me a kite. It was my first kite. And so he was running around showing me how to use it and promptly got it caught in a tree. So I never got to fly my first kite. So what is it with Dad and trees and the danger of children flying kites in this vicinity? Anyway, it's just kind of one of those little things, just kind of shake your head and go, what the hell? You know, speaking of kids, you know, kids get bored, as you know. And it's worse now, I think, with all the games and the video games and that were online and pads and all that, that they don't interact with nature, speaking of. How many have flown a kite? But I remember getting so bored, and I remember this one day complaining to Mom that I was bored. And her response was, only boring people are bored. And I thought, what? And it's not true. Clearly she was just repeating what she had heard from somebody else. Maybe someone had told her that when she was a kid. Who knows? But, you know, I disagree. I think that there are some people that, well, obviously there's some that just sit around and don't make any effort and they just expect the world to come to them. So clearly, they're boring people. But the rest of us, we just have a heightened awareness and, you know, advanced curiosity factor, and we just require more stimulation, interaction than others. And as a child, you're pretty limited insofar as how far you can go out to see what's going on. Now, obviously, with the internet, kids have more access, have better access to different things that are going on around the world, but they're still not physically, you know, sitting down, running, hiking, interaction. So that's why a few years ago I just started hiking, and I wanted to hike different trails every weekend because there's so many trails out there. To keep doing repeats is just insane. And that's when I kind of stopped or cut back on the hikes because my friends kept doing the same trails. And, you know, and so what happened is I started to gain weight, and then I screwed up my knee and blah, 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 poor me, poor me. So now I'm trying to get back on track again and trying to find other ways to get out there. Because mostly for me, if I can have conversations, that's really all I need for the most part to not be bored. People I've never met before, you know, so what's going on in your life? Who are you? What have you done? It's just, you know, vicariously living through other people. I mean, that's why I enjoy being a personal historian. I just love hearing the stories and recording them for their family and just generally just love hearing the stories. God, you know, wow, what did you do then? You know? So I am walking again 5 to 6 miles a few days a week along the river. I'm very grateful to live near the river. There's over 25 miles of bike trail that you can walk alongside or ride, or horses can walk along. It's lovely. But when you do the same circuit, it gets really boring. So, of course, I listen to Pandora. I'm an iPod. I like Pandora because I like the variety of it. And there are songs that I can listen to that I don't own and wouldn't hear on the regular radio. But I was thinking that only does so much for my boredom factor. So I thought, I know what I'll do is a couple times a week to break up the monotony of the same route. I live near Sacramento, downtown Sacramento right now, and we're in the county, I'm in the burbs. And there's parts of Sacramento that are old, like most larger cities, 1800s, you know, some just quaint houses and streets. And, you know, Sacramento is one of those city of trees location, so it's thick with foliage, and the landscaping and the architecture, just strolling the streets is lovely. So I thought, that's what I'll do. A couple times a week, I'll just park my car and go on a different route. You know, hit, you know, still do the 6 miles, just do it on different streets, and just go as far as I can. You know, after an hour, turn around and then come back on a different street, but heading back the same way. That way, I can really explore the whole area without having to just sit in my car. But of course, there is the parking fees, which really suck. So I got to figure that out. Like, how far can I go without having to plug those in? But I can discover and investigate while getting exercise. So I just want to throw that out to you because you need to do something different this week. How about counterclockwise?